USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced his 2024 presidential run.
If you nominate me, you can set your clock to January 20th, 2025 at high noon, because on the west side of the U.S. Capitol, I will be taking the oath of office as the 47th president of the United States.
The Republican made the initial announcement on Twitter Wednesday, saying he's ready to lead, and criticized President Joe Biden. DeSantis trails former President Trump by a wide margin in every nationwide poll ahead of the GOP primaries, but he's been favored to be the one to beat Biden in 2024 in several swing state polls. Progress is being made in negotiations between the White House and Republicans on a bill to raise the debt ceiling. That's what Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters on Capitol Hill Wednesday afternoon. Democrats and the White House, meanwhile, continue crying foul.
What we've been dealing with for the past couple of weeks, a manufactured crisis.
Republicans have said they wanted to begin budget negotiations months ago. Several Republican proposals have been characterized by Democrats as unacceptable. Student loan forgiveness is one step closer to not happening.
House Republicans have passed a plan to cancel President Biden's student loan forgiveness program, and that is not sitting well with the White House.
The same Republican lawmakers objecting to student debt relief are refusing to cut billions of dollars in handouts to big oil. They even had their own loans forgiven.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president will veto that bill if it makes its way to his desk. The plan would give up to $20,000 in loan forgiveness to borrowers. I'm John Schaefer.
The music world's paying tribute to Tina Turner. A spokesperson for the music icon said she died peacefully Wednesday at the age of 83 after a long illness. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Twitter launch of Ron DeSantis' 2024 presidential bid was hit by early tech issues. The sound repeatedly dropped out during the first 25 minutes of the live stream. The tech issues were eventually corrected, and his conversation with Twitter CEO Elon Musk eventually began. The Twitter Spaces at one point had over 700,000 listeners. President Biden likely didn't pass up the opportunity to poke fun at that mishap. In a tweet Wednesday after the event, Biden captioned a post linking to a donation page for his campaign saying, "This link works." Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema criticizing President Biden for what she calls his lack of preparedness on the southern border.
We, as Congress, must take action to change the asylum system in our country to stop it from exploitation by international criminal cartels.
The Democrat turned independent says the administration was not prepared for the end of Title 42, and Congress must take action to change the asylum system. The site of the mall shooting in Texas earlier this month will reopen next week. Allen Premium Outlets has announced it will begin serving customers again on May 31st. The reopening will come more than 3 weeks after a gunman killed 8 people and injured 7 others there. While the mall will be open to the public, officials said each store can decide when they want to resume operations. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.